All right, one of our favorite segments that we do. We're doing a post-election wrap-up with one of the brightest brains in the business.
Yes.
She's former producer with Newsmax, Major League Baseball, Fox News.
Yep.
Current producer for The Absolute Truth with Emerald Robinson. She also speaks fluent sarcasm, so if you can't pedal quite fast enough, you might have to go back and listen to this spot twice. The one, the only, Brianna Murillo.
Yay!
Always a pleasure to be with you guys. Thank you for having me, as always.
We absolutely so excited. We love this segment.
This is a explosion of activity today. It's like supermarket sweep, the old game show back in the day.
Yeah,
we go running around throwing stuff. There's gonna be laughing. There's gonna be crying. And it's probably none of that, not by us, but by those watching, because brains are going to be exploding. Just great stuff, because there's so much going on, and we're going to give them all a drink of water from a fire hose. We're starting with mainstream media right out of the gate. Let's talk about Don Lemon.
Oh, man.
Right out of the gate. I got two tweets. We go through Brianna's Twitter every single week. We basically talk about the world through the eyes of a professional news producer. And I want to hit these two right out of the gate because it's never been more relevant than right now. Don Lemon, Chris Cuomo, Jake Tapper, Shepard Smith. God, that's just like a who's who in like beta male Loserville. All are having the worst week ever. The American people are done with left-wing media advocates. Emerald Robinson's digital news show is proof that we are thriving because we're truth tellers. Cable news is done. This is an amazing number on your next tweet. Don Lemon's new CNN morning show completely bombed its debut. The debut, they advertise, building up.
Yeah.
It only brought in 387,000 views. Literally, podcasts like ours and yours are blowing that out of the water. What do you have to say?
Yeah, I think there was a New York Times poll that was done a couple of weeks ago that said that like over 80 or it was either like it was, I think it was 80% of Americans said that they don't trust the media and the media is dangerous. And we're seeing it right here. I mean, literally, like you just said, David, those numbers are awful, awful for CNN. I mean, think about that. There's over 350 million Americans in this country and they couldn't even get 1% of the audience interested in what they were doing. You know, they try so hard to attract an audience, but they just lost all credibility during the Trump years. Mm-hmm. And now they're struggling and now they want him back. I went around on Sunday because I went to the Trump rally and I was asking Trump supporters. I was just saying, hey, who misses Donald Trump the most? Is it you guys here in this rally right now? Or is it the left-wing media? Because since he's left office, their ratings have just completely sunk into new lows.
What were you getting?
And most people were torn.
Definitely.
Because they did miss him. Yeah, they do miss him. But I think it's the left-wing media. I think all the corporate media especially, I think they're all holding on to this announcement that's potentially coming next week about his 2024 run. And so I think that they're hoping he does announce because they need him to run.
Yeah, sure.
Let's stick with the media.
Well, yeah, let's talk a little bit about your blue check on Twitter. I want to bring that up real fast. So you have a blue check on Twitter. And look at that.
It's beautiful. Look at that.
That is beautiful.
It's like a who's that model? Who's that model that had the birthmark? You know, she's famous.
Oh, yeah. Is it Cindy Crawford?
Cindy Crawford. It's like Cindy Crawford's birthmark right there. It's just kind of like, oh, it's like a little addition there. It kind of adds a little something you can't put your finger on.
I know. I love it. How does it make you feel?
I mean, it's so funny because I applied so many times to get that blue check mark while I worked for Fox, while I worked for Newsmax, while I worked for MLB. And there you go, that one right there. It's totally worth the $8 that it costs to get that blue check mark because we're supporting free speech. So I don't mind doing it, Elon. If you stay committed to your free speech, commitment, I do not mind paying the $8. You can have my $8, especially because Pfizer is pulling its advertising from their platform. I 100% back you. So I think all conservatives out there, whatever you think of Twitter, you're supporting Elon Musk with your $8 a month. I say go in, do it, because Pfizer pulled their advertising temporarily, they're saying, because he's supporting free speech and they don't like that because they like censoring, you know, all their vaccine critics.
Yep.
So I think we've got to go back there and throw our money where our mouth is and support Elon on this one.
Now, I did hear, though, Elon is upping it for people that have pronouns of they and them.
Elijah Schaefer's funny.
$16 a person because it's two people. Well, they identify
technically, it's multiple people, so they should pay more.
I know. I thought that was really funny.
Well, they're about to learn what the word pronouns really means, because I don't think most of them know what that means. They say they and them. They don't realize they're talking about multiple people. They aren't very intelligent. So it's going to be a rough lesson for them.
That is for sure.
All right, let's jump into JoJo here just a second, because typically you think that the sitting president that got more votes than anyone that's ever ran for a public office in the history of mankind, the most popular freaking person in the whole planet.
Impossible.
Ever. The guy that destroyed Obama's numbers in 08, when there was naturally occurring energy behind Obama, where he's filling stadiums in those same counties. This guy beat Obama by 11%. In Michigan.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So you'd think with that kind of just natural charisma that he brought to the world stage, you would want him campaigning for you. But apparently not. He even put a lid on it at 11:30 yesterday morning. No more media contact on election day.
What is your thought on this, Brianna?
I mean, we saw certain people distance themselves from him, and rightfully so. I mean, Stacey Abrams knew to distance herself from him, although she lost. She knew better. Then we saw him campaigning. Gosh, was it in Pennsylvania where he made the announcement about drilling? Or might have been California. I don't remember where he was, where he made the announcement later last week about how he doesn't support drilling. And the White House had to come out and quickly say, oh, no, that's not our stance. We're not going to get rid of drilling. No. And then Senator Manchin was like, he owes us an apology for saying that, because he knows in his state, people who he's trying to push as candidates to get elected aren't going to get elected if we tell the truth about all of this. So I don't think Joe's lying about it. I don't think he supports drilling at all, because he knows that's what they're saying behind closed doors.
Yeah.
But he obviously is not doing too well up there. And that was something that he's supposed to keep under wraps. And he just can't control his tongue sometimes, unfortunately.
He's like my little Mike here, you know. This is kind of like Mike, but it's just a replica. It's not real. He doesn't really have a brain or anything. He kind of has personality, kind of does what I tell him to do. You know, like Joe's kind of like a president. You know, he's kind of like, he's more like just a paperweight that they've stuck there. And clearly, you know, other people are running it. But it becomes so obvious when somebody who gets more votes than anybody that's ever ran ever, but nobody really wants to be near him.
Yeah.
You know, I think it makes it pretty clear that he has no intentions for 24. If he can't even help other people get across the finish line, there's no way that all of them together could get him, his dusty little brain, across it again. So,
yeah. No, that's accurate. 100%. Yeah. He hurt campaigns more than he helped them out. So, we could say that, but then you have Fetterman, who apparently just won, and you got to scratch your mind, like your head a little bit, and go, wait a minute, why is this happening? It just seems to be very odd. And Dr. Oz didn't push back on any of that. So he was an absolute disappointment, just conceded and went away. But yeah, they Democrats seem to like people that are on a mental decline or suffer some type of health conditions, and they put them face
Easier to control.
They're all just paperweights. Yeah. Just sit there. The wind's blowing these around. Yeah. I could put that there. I'd be like, hey, look, Mike Lindell's holding my paper down. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all that they are. Yeah. So let's move to
New York. How about Kathy Hochul?
We're going to talk about your old stomping ground here.
It's a conspiracy if you believe crime is surging in New York. Are you serious? Kathy Hochul needs to lead by example. Ditch the security detail. What a hypocrite.
Yeah. She thinks that you guys are a conspiracy theorist for bringing up crime statistics. I mean, this is how crazy they are. These people, they didn't know how to argue the fact that crime is rising. And unfortunately, Lee Zeldin did not last. I thought he was gonna put up a good fight on this one. Although he did for a Republican candidate, I don't think he went as far as he should have. My stance on this was just very simple. If Lee Zeldin wanted to win, all he had to tell New Yorkers was, listen, I support no state income taxes. Mm. And bam, everyone across party lines would have voted in support of him. That's all he had to say.
Absolutely.
That's all he had to say.
What is the matter with him?
It was just so disappointing. Yeah.
Agreed.
He could have done more. He put up a fight, but we're gonna get to Fetterman here in a second, but it's just baffling to me that it's the only profession. I mean, there's nowhere else. Take a professional sports, you know, you couldn't be a defensive coordinator of an NFL team, have the worst defense in the NFL, and get promoted to a head coach.
Right.
Like only in politics can that happen.
Yeah.
Where the more incompetent you are, it's more like, hey, this is somebody we can work with. You know, you're the mayor of San Fran. Yeah. That's got, you have nice teeth. All right, let's move you forward. And you got governor written all over you. You know, it's like the only way you can fail your way forward.
It's so true.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. For the I love this because obviously you were in New York. Now you're in Florida.
The
very first time, a poll worker asked me for my photo ID before handing me my ballot. Florida is great. Man, how did that feel?
What was up with that?
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, Florida, like in New York, there's really no checks and balances when it comes to like the election system over there. I just would say my last name. They'd look on like a sheet of paper and cross off my name. And if it matched the address, they cross it off. They handed you your ballot and that was it. I voted in 2020 in Florida though. And I did request the mail-in ballot, but I went to go drop it off at the Board of Elections myself in person. And the difference though, is there was a sheriff 24 hours guarding the boxes and sitting in front of the box. So they watched everyone.
Wow.
And you could also track your ballot online to see when it was processed and if it was processed or rejected. And if your ballot was rejected, which mine wasn't, but if it was, you could then go in person and correct whatever issue it was that needed to be corrected. So it gave you that option. So it's very organized, much better than New York. But yesterday when I went to go vote, I voted in person on election day, which I think everyone should be doing though, because we saw what happened in 2020. So I won't make that mistake again. But when I voted in person, they simply asked for my ID, scanned it, looked at my photo, and then asked me to sign the screen, and my signature had to match my photo ID before I was handed a ballot. It's really that
simple.
That's
Missouri.
And no one complained about it.
Yep. That's Missouri for you. Yeah. That's how it goes here too.
Except for it probably was similar to that. It's a little bit different. She probably, her driver pulls her up to the place and she goes walking in.
Oh,
probably
yes.
A special lane with red carpet.
I had to park and walk in myself.
And it's like, she's like, oh, you're Brianna Morello of the Absolute Truth with Emerald Robinson. Here's a pen, Miss Morello. Here you go. It was waiting for you and a coffee.
Yep. Exactly.
I wish.
You know, we know how you roll with celebrities.
I wish. Well, President Trump, when he was going to go vote in West Palm Beach, I got an email as a member of the media telling us to register as media outlets to go watch and vote. So I hope one day to be at that level of success.
Yeah.
And I have to tell everyone, if you want to watch me vote and walk in and out of a door.
Exactly. Well, now you're blue check. So, you know.
It just, like, we're almost there.
All of those doors just keep opening in front of you. You know, it just happens. Especially speaking of open doors, celebrities being a big shot, being at the right place at the right time.
Yes.
Being at the center of the universe.
This is so cool.
Moments after Fox News announced Governor Ron DeSantis won his reelection, guess who's in the hizzle? Brianna Morello.
Look there.
I mean, it was kind of a foregone conclusion that he was going to,
it was a landslide.
He's going to run up the score. What was it like in the room? How'd that feel?
Everyone was extremely, extremely happy. So when the Fox made the official announcement, everyone started chanting USA and, people just giving hugs and just so excited, for his reelection. We all knew it was going to happen. It was just a matter of how, like what was going to be the margin. I thought it was going to be higher than 60%. I was actually a little shocked to see that 3 million people voted for his opponent. That was quite disturbing, just considering we came out of the pandemic. And his opponent was on the record about doing the complete opposite approach if he was governor during the pandemic. And, you know, obviously, Governor Ron DeSantis had the right approach during the pandemic, and we all know that now. And so 3 million people is quite alarming to me. Also a little discouraging as well, but yeah, he secured his victory. It was a great thing to be at. And I was able to meet a lot of the people on his campaign and helped his campaign. They're all lovely conservative, women. Actually, he's got a lot of conservative women supporting him. Yeah. So they're working behind the scenes and getting a lot done. So it was definitely interesting to get to know him and everyone else on the team. Yeah.
Chris is one of the few. I have a tremendous amount of respect for him because not very many people can lose under three different, you know, party umbrellas. That's pretty.
That's just a major loser right there.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to fall in line now with the Stacey Abrams, the Beto O'Rourke, the people that keep running for office. And although he was governor at one point in his career, I mean, they just keep losing and losing. Like, what do they do next? Like, this is like a head scratcher for them, I guess, right? Like, where do you go next after all of these losses?
So true.
Let's jump to about how many losses does Robert Francis O'Rourke and Stacey Abrams have to suffer before they realize it's time to get a real job. You know, I mean, is he going to be like O'Rourke's got a pretty good gig because I think he's got some family money and he can't. He married into it though, didn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
So as long as he's nice to his wife, he's probably okay financially. Otherwise, he'd probably be saying, "Would you like fries with that?" But probably some of the most self-unaware people on the planet. We got a picture of Stacey Abrams here. This is what jumps out at me, I think, of her campaign. probably the yes. person who needs a mask the most as far as age yep. and vulnerability to that, but she's still forcing kids into them.
And she's not wearing one.
And she's the only one not in it. I think that sums up everything about her as a person going after President Trump for, you know, not conceding the election. And she's probably still not conceded like a loss to like, you know, her high school presidency of her class yeah. or something. So what are those people going to do next? What is the future for those characters?
David, I hate to break it to you, but I think Stacey Abrams might go back to writing love novels, and no one's gonna want that. So maybe we should give her a seat doing something. Maybe we should make something up, like the borders just, are, and just tell her.
I just threw up my mouth a little.
I think taxpayers all across the country would be thankful we just give her a job, pay her, and just tell her not to do anything. Because, yeah. I mean, at this point, we don't need it. And, like, what is Beto going to do? I don't know. He's starting to make, like, really creepy social media videos.
I think Tucker played one of them on his show the other night.
Ugh. Oh, gosh. It's so bad. It's so bad. Like, he can't even... Like, I liked how he, like, changed his name to sound like he had, like, a little bit of Hispanic heritage in him. But then if you see the videos of him dancing, he's, like, clearly a white boy without rhythm, without yes. any type of idea of what the beat sounds yes. like.
He's the kind of dancer that gives white people a bad name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, well, any negative stereotypes about rhythmically challenged, check.
Well, I think that's why so many Hispanic voters came out and voted Republican for the first time, because I think a lot of them didn't want any yeah. association with the man who's faking his Hispanic heritage and running on a Democratic ticket. So they're trying to jump ship as quick as like him.
Man.
Yeah.
All right. Your final
yeah.
one.
Yeah. Let's just end it on
John Fetterman.
On Fetterman. Because out of everything, there's a lot of things that jumped out to us. I think, you know, no state was under more oppression than Michigan during the pandemic. You were not even allowed to buy seeds at Walmart yeah. to go home and plant a yard or, you know, a garden mm-hmm. during lockdown. Like in Flint, Michigan, you can't even drink the water. Detroit, there's still streets where every house on both sides of the street is boarded up. And Michigan still came forward and said, we want 4 more years of Gretchen Whitmer. So yeah. for me, that was baffling a little bit. And you can sit yeah. and think, well, there's fraud in the election, this kind of stuff. They can't fraud that many millions of votes. There's still millions and millions and millions of people that gave a slow clap for Gretchen Whitmer. We want more years of that dark night leading our state. So good for them. They all get to suffer along, or they can move yeah. to Florida with you. But Pennsylvania, yeah. this is the epitome of fail your way to the top. There's a cut that Tucker Carlson did about him when he was running, and it talks about the town that he was the mayor of and how he literally ran it into the ground. And according to your tweet here, even God doesn't like this guy.
I mean, look at these flags falling behind him. I mean, God is saying, and now look.
How does this happen? Please explain this to our listeners.
Yeah, so this is pretty upsetting. First off, he looks like a slob. I think you got to be direct here. He never dressed up. He never looked presentable. He doesn't come off as a person as pride in his country, because he has nothing to be prideful about for himself. Physically, he looks like garbage, and yep. he could barely hold himself up. I mean, he looks awful. So now this disgrace is about to make its way into the U.S. Senate, which is really mm-hmm. unfortunate. How do all 4 of those American flags go down at the same time? I mean, that's just not a coincidence.
No.
Because normally 1, 2, I get that. But 4, and they didn't even bring each other down. They fell down in separate directions. So
yep.
It wasn't like a dominoes effect there. So definitely not a coincidence.
Right, but as he came to the podium.
Right when he came to the podium. And you know, as the election results came in last night, my jaw hit the ground when I saw that. Yep. Because this is a man who couldn't even complete a sentence. Mm-hmm. He can't read because he was blaming the teleprompter. He can't hear. Mm-hmm. And you know, in a normal situation, I would never criticize somebody who had a stroke, but we're not in a normal situation. You don't have a disability. He, you know, his campaign trying to make it sound like a disability. You don't have a disability. You had a stroke. You mm-hmm. need to be in a rehab facility, getting the assistance you need. You do not need to be running for U.S. Senate. And I've had enough of this. I've had enough of politicians yep. who are not mentally well running for office. It's destroying our country. And I mean, listen, everyone feels a different way about this. I was never a Dr. Oz fan at all. I believe that he was the wrong candidate for the U.S. Senate race. Mm-hmm. There were other people who were running who were great. I personally loved Kathy Burnett, but that's my opinion. That I'm also not a Pennsylvania resident, but Dr. Oz conceded so quickly in that race, and I think that was wrong. Mm-hmm. I think he probably should have waited and went through everything and made sure because I believe there were several counties that ran out of paper for the ballots. And there were things of that nature in Pennsylvania. So to concede that quickly, I think is not ideal from a candidate, especially a Republican candidate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yes, to see John Fetterman heading to the U.S. Senate makes my stomach turn. It's really just another sad low point for this country because he does not deserve it. He's done nothing to help anyone in this country. And he's a communist. Mm-hmm. And his wife is an illegal immigrant who legally came into the United States from Brazil. And she's very prideful about that. She pinned it on her tweet. And anyone who criticizes her, she blocks them on Twitter because she can't handle criticism because she's a communist herself. Mm-hmm. And it's absolutely disgraceful that we have these people heading to D.C. right now because we don't need any more communists in office. We have enough of those.
Well, he was asked on a podcast. He was asked on a podcast, if you had a magic wand, you could wave it and any one thing would happen for the state of Pennsylvania. What would be your wish? And he said, empty out a third of the prisons. He specifically referenced people that are there on life without sentences. Parole would be out. If you've served 10, 15, 20 years on a life without parole sentence, that's enough. Why would somebody be in prison for life without parole? That's not for jaywalking. That's not the crowd that's like for people that are locked up because they're smoking weed. That's a serious crime. And the only people that come in and want to empty out the prisons are communist revolutionaries. Mm-hmm. That want disorder and chaos in the streets. And that's his only wish. If I'm a Pennsylvania voter sitting there thinking, I just lost my small business.
Yep.
I think I would like this. I think my kids are being taught, you know, sexual content in the third grade. Mm-hmm. I think they're pushing gender ideology on my kindergartner. Mm-hmm. I would think, man, these are big issues to me. I can't imagine going to the polls and saying, hey, John Fetterman, that's what we need. That represents my views. Mm-hmm. The state of Pennsylvania, I think they got darker days ahead. But that's what makes our country amazing is we have states mm-hmm. and there is state authority and they have the right to choose the direction that they're wanting. And when you look at that cycle of you know,
Michigan,
good men create good times. Good times create weak men. Weak men create bad times. Bad times create good men. We are clearly as a nation in the good times are creating weak men somewhere in that transition, but we're not past it, especially in certain states. We've not seen enough San Francisco and Portland and Seattle yet for everybody's liking. And I think that is the push. And until it gets bad enough that it creates strong men stepping up. And when I say men, I just mean mankind coming back and rising up. That's the answer.
I totally agree.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. And back to your point when you were just talking about how he wants to open the jails and free people with lifelong sentences. This is the same political party that says that they support that while letting J6 defendants who have not been convicted of any crimes, that are not charged with violent crimes, are sitting in jail right now in solitary confinement, many of them with PTSD because they're veterans and they aren't speaking up for them.
Yep.
So like you said, this is the communist ideology that they support because they believe that they should be locking up their opposition because they know that's their political opposition and they're freeing all the hardened criminals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this guy Fetterman has the luxury of being over 6 feet tall and a big man. So he's not going to be the victim of a crime. When it comes to crime, the people who he's releasing, they're going to target people, you know, like me. I'm 5'3". They're going to come after me first. They're not going to come after him. So it's very easy to say that when you're a tower over everyone else and now you're running for office. You're gonna have
and he has a security detail as well.
Yeah. I mean,
he's protected by people that have the guns that he's trying to stand against. Last little thing as we go, we're still kind of looking towards the West Coast. There's a lot of things that haven't gotten tidy up there, but specifically Arizona. Do you have any final thoughts on that as we close out?
Yeah, we're really hoping for a Carrie Lake victory on this one. And I hope all the Republican candidates are able to carry over the victory. It's unfortunate what's going on in Maricopa County. They need to start arresting these people and throwing them in jail.
Yep.
Fortunately, that won't happen until you put Carrie Lake in you know, the governor's office. So I hope the best for them. It looks like she might be able to clear the victory, but it shouldn't have been this close. I mean, her opponent is nothing. She's not an intelligent woman, nor is she a woman who can even engage in a conversation.
Or is a highly visible woman. I see that as a trend. You see, Fetterman was invisible, and he had his debate 2 weeks before. Millions of people had voted by the time Fetterman had his debate, and they realized that he couldn't even say, you know, hello properly, you know, without saying goodnight accidentally at the beginning of his debate. Joe Biden, same thing, put a lid on it, 10:30 most mornings, campaigned from his basement, didn't go out, wasn't visible to the public, didn't take real questions. Katie Hobbs, exact same thing, almost invisible, never debate, refused to debate. 17 separate Senate candidates refused to even go on the debate stage during this election cycle of the left. And their opponents were begging them to. but they have nothing to run on, and they can only basically try to be quiet, be invisible, and hope people go and just vote D down ballot without thinking about it.
Yeah, well, blend their voters, because that's
right.
They know they don't have to earn your respect. They know you're going to vote for them, and without having any idea what their platform is. And let's be honest here. Every time I speak with Democratic voters, they seem to be the most naive. They have no idea what their candidates actually stand for. It just sounds good. It makes them feel good and warm and fuzzy on the inside when they vote for women's rights. And that's it. And on all these other things. So it's just, it's going to keep happening to us if we don't start educating people. We don't start going on platforms like Twitter and keep pushing back.
That's right.
And telling people about the other side and their political views and whatnot. I think the algorithm too on Twitter has been fixed, by the way.
Part of women's rights also should be not getting raped on the subways. You know, that should be in the mix in there as well. And I think that cycle will come there, and people are voting more than anything else with their feet and their dollars. That's why Florida is thriving. It's why New York is going down. California is migration. They pay you to take U-Hauls to California now. Those things speak louder than anything else. And the hell holes will just continue to be more so. And the heavens will continue to just
shine.
And that becomes the fruit on the tree right there.
That's exactly right. Brianna, thank you so much for joining us today.
You are the best.
You are the best. Again, you can follow her on Twitter when you go to BriannaMorello.com. That takes you right to her Twitter. You can also follow her on Substack. Go to BriannaMorello.substack.com.
Man, it feels good to be home. I know, it was such a great trip. It just feels like we forgot something.
What did we forget?
The pillows.
The pillows! We forgot them on the bed.
Oh, no!
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
What are you doing, Avery?
I'm working on refuting a strike we got on YouTube.
Ah, what a bunch of communists.
I know.
I think we should order some pillows that we left.
Smart.
I think so. If you go to mypillow.com/flyover, you're going to get them for, I think they're right now, $19.98.
What a great deal.
I know, it's incredible. So make sure you get Dad. I think his favorite is the medium.
Okay.
Yours is the medium as well, right?
Yes.
And mine is the least firm.
Okay.
So, and then while we're in here, can I get some more slippers?
I guess we could do that.
Yes.
For more great content, go to flyoverconservatives.com.